State law says Milwaukee school board candidates need at least 400 valid signatures to get on the ballot, but may submit up to 800. Shondalyn Hendricks-Reeves turned in more than 900 signatures, but was disqualified from running after the Milwaukee Election Commission could not find enough valid ones in the first 800 it counted. Hendricks-Reeves got back on the April 2023 ballot after she challenged her disqualification. But Democratic Senator Lena Taylor says state law should be amended so there's no ambiguity.
If somebody does the hard of going out and knocking on doors and getting signatures, by gosh, you better count every one of them.
The legislation specifies that officials have to check additional signatures if they don't initially find enough valid ones. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.